purpose of this meeting, to devise a plan to enable us to deal with our present situation.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Erectile Dysfunction, also known as ED. Erectile dysfunction means that a man cannot achieve or maintain a sufficient erection for sexual intercourse. This can be temporary or chronic, and can have various reasons behind it, such as reduced sexual desire. If your interest in sex has decreased, or if you're experiencing less arousal, it could also be a symptom of ED. Now let's discuss how erectile dysfunction can be dealt with in a relationship. It's a sensitive topic and communication is crucial. Have an open conversation with your partner. Explain to them that it's a common issue and a solution can be found together. Create a supportive environment where both of you feel emotionally connected. Support your partner and seek professional help if needed, such as counseling or therapy. This will strengthen your understanding and bond as a couple. Now let's talk about how to treat erectile dysfunction naturally.
Flying saucers have invaded our planet. Washington, London, Paris, Moscow are key targets. The whole world is under attack. Can it survive?
At this moment, the remainder of our fleet is circling the world.
What do you want with me?
Miss Cal.
Arrange for your world leaders.
I didn't find it.
Time
to get to my
ship
here. I'm going to
see
you get
your
people started.
Mich feuern, wenn sie das wollen. Aber sie bringen keine illegalen Drogen in mein Labor.
Warum gibt es Verbrechen?
Eine Frage, aus welchem Grund nehmen Menschen Drogen?
Weil die Drogen wollen. Wir machen ja schließlich keine Reklame dafür. Und wir geben auch keine Anzeigen auf, wie für Zigaretten oder Schnaps.
Glauben Sie auch, dass das der Punkt ist?
Ja, das ist doch der Punkt.
Oh, was für eine Scheiße ist das denn?
Raus hier! Raus hier!
Flying saucer level thousands of miles. Leveled by flying saucer one. Well, I could quote him. Tracy, he gave me every word in verse one, every word in verse two, every word in verse three, and did not miss a verse. Yet he says, like most of the young people today, I do not buy the music for the lyrics. I buy the music for the beat.
Albert Long is not only concerned with the lyrics on some of today's albums, but also with their packaging. He suggests satanic symbolism on several of today's albums. Dr. J.L. Williams, who's been involved in youth ministry for the past 20 years, is very knowledgeable on biblical symbolism.
And there are certain symbols here, negative symbols, that I think are very dangerous that people need to be aware of. Now let's begin with an album by a group that is pretty notorious, the group called Kiss. Now, number one, you would see that certain parts of the men's uniforms all accentuate the genitals of a male. I just have to be very explicit here. Psychologically speaking, these are phallic symbols or an emphasis on the genitals of the male.
During the past decade, an epidemic of ritual crime has swept our nation at an alarming rate. Law-abiding citizens report satanic crimes in every state, and the number of cases investigated by police continues to rise.
With your treachery, you shine off.
Well-organized, satanic groups are creating a rain of death and destruction, which cannot be ignored.
Total world domination!
Subliminal mind
control!
He's trying to brainwash all of you!
Subliminal mind control!
Subliminal mind control!
This is Russia. Delicious cuisine. Beautiful women. cheap gas, rich history, world-famous literature, unique architecture, fertile soil, cheap electricity and water, ballet, cheap taxi and delivery, traditional values, Christianity, no cancel culture, hospitality, vodka, economy that can withstand thousands of sanctions. Time to move to Russia. Don't delay. Winter is coming.
You're full of shit.
You antichrist, heathen, Jew devil, you watch yourself, boy.
That book he's holding up, it's a fourth-rate novel about some patriots who use terrorism to overthrow the government. It's kind of an American Mein Kampf. I've got a copy for each of you.
Sounds like my kind of reading.
Yeah, well, to these boys, it might as well be the Bible.
What do they plan to do with all this stuff?
Get rid of their enemies. What else?
I mean, that legally makes it a conspiracy.
Carolina, they're all over the place.
Tell the government how to run things? You think those guys sitting behind big desks in Washington, D.C. are going to be hopping and jumping just because we holler?
I tell you something, Evan, they better start hopping and jumping, because these Nazis are going to be rounding them up if they don't. These guys are so far right, they call the United States government Zog. Zionist Occupation Government. They can't wait to start executing the congressmen and the federal judges and the blacks and liberal Jews, anybody else who gets in their way.
Are there any Nazis out there? Well, baby, I'm a Jew, and I'd like to talk to you. Tell you just what I think of you. So give me a call.
Don't talk to me about conspiracy theories, Morse.
This is going on right now. We're talking about an underground war right here.
We have our own information.
Their goal is the overthrow of the United States government. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Ik ben ongelooflijk tevreden. Daar ben ik heel blij mee.
An accident in California.
Plus two accidents in 1 week.
Who's putting the lid on this? The police?
A recording from a stranger.
Get on the ride, Harry.
A drop in Virginia.
Harry.
Yeah.
Remember what happens when you don't follow directions.
And a man in the middle on the ride of his life.
They're over the lift. It's too late to stop them now. Let's go.
200 fathoms beneath the sea. Nuclear submarine. The gray ladies of the U.S. fleet patrol the oceans of the world. 60 miles off the New England coast, the USS Neptune is almost home.
Captain, we got a contact at 315 degrees. 3,000 yards on course 270. That's a collision course with us.
Captain, he's...
I know. Helm, bridge. Right full rudder, all ahead full. Sound the danger signal.
Hi, Captain.
Try to get her leveled off.
Fathometer's reading a ledge or something.
How deep?
I can't tell, sir. We're sinking too fast.
1,300.
Hey, yeah, you spear it, Slater!
Face this, I did.
Fowler, spear it, or face it. Hey, yeah, you spear it, Slater!
Fowler, spear it, or face it.
Hey, yeah!
Your name, give me any call, it, my friend.
Face this, I did. Fowler, spear it, or face it.
All homosexuals would be destroyed in the United States by fire.
We're building an ark like the Ark to Triumph, and we're building it by the Arlington Bridge, the Arlington Cemetery, opposite the Lincoln Memorial. You could say Jefferson, Washington, everything, because they're all right there. And it's something that is so special. It will be like the one in Paris, but to be honest with you, it blows it away. Blows it away in every way. It's the only city in the world that's of great importance that doesn't have a triumphal arch. You know what that is. And this one is going to blow them all away. The one that people know mostly is the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, France. And we're going to top it by, I think, a lot.
Flying saucers have invaded our planet.
Come on, step on it. Search every tunnel. We got to find an all-in kill. The girl gets the signal. Get back here on the double.
Very soon, the most horrifying monster menace ever conceived will be oozing into...
A non-revolutionary or a counter-revolutionary.
The intellectuals often tend to be subjective and individualistic, impractical in their thinking,
and irresolute in action until they have thrown themselves heart and soul into mass revolutionary struggles or made up their minds to serve the interests of the masses and become one with them. Hence, although the mass of revolutionary intellectuals in China can play a vanguard role or serve as a link with the masses, not all of them will remain revolutionaries to the end. Some will drop out of the revolutionary ranks at critical moments and become passive, while a few may even become enemies of the revolution. The intellectuals can overcome their shortcomings only in mass struggles over a long period. You can't solve a problem. Well, get down and investigate the present facts and its past history. When you've investigated the problem thoroughly, you will know how to solve it. Conclusions invariably come after investigation, not before. Only a blockhead cudgels his brains on his own, or together with a group to find a solution or evolve an idea without making any investigation. It must be stressed that this cannot possibly lead to any effective solution or any good idea. Youth, the world is yours as well as ours, but in the last analysis, it is yours. You young people, full of vigor and vitality, are in the bloom of life, like the sun at 8 or 9 in the morning. Our hope is placed on you.
Of my faith. I arise to establish my legal right and dominion over this region.
Teenagers see it first.
Territory that you have given me jurisdictional authority. According to Daniel 9:4, you are the only great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you and to them that keep your commandments. I appeal to the God who said in 2 Chronicles 7:13-16, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins.
I know that they catch me, but don't let anyone see me like that. Please,
the boy possessed, appealing, the girl who loves him, unforgettable, the scientist maddened by the mystery of the werewolf, and
I declare that this place is sanctified. I present my body as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Panic penetrates every home when this strange, unknown killer hits down. Taking hold of the teenage crowd, coloring their practical jokes with hysterical humor that'll make you fall flat on your face with horror.
Remember how wonderful it was in your spine, suddenly stuck into the veins, soft throat, the gush of warm blood?
No! Nothing you've ever seen has such blood-chilling savagery. Nothing you've ever conceived packs such a spine-tingling jolt. This high school boy, a teenage werewolf. A constant threat of claw-ripping attack to everyone, to the brave and the beautiful.
A breakthrough in the heavens. I tap into apostolic and prophetic veins. I shatter glass ceilings. I smash spiritual bars and iron membranes. I declare a breakthrough atmosphere is established. I recalibrate the spiritual climate and decree that every bit of lukewarmness must be replaced with the fire and the zeal of God. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost and
onwetende weet dan dit, wie ogen heeft, die horen, dit is geen uitzending van de glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken
Motherfucker, motherfucker,
I am the...
Yeah!
I'm the kind of guy with a twisted soul. No moral compass, just a gaping hole. New Year's resolution, steal your girl. Break her heart and burn down her world. I am the motherfucker, king of the scene. Living life dirty, living life mean. Stealing, cheating, drinking all night. I am the motherfucker, ready for a fight. I'll screw over my best friend without a second thought. For personal gain, every lesson self-taught. Snorting coke off a hooker's tits. Then home to my girl, slap her with my dick. I am the motherfucker, king of the scene. Living life dirty, living life mean. Stealing, cheating, drinking all night. I am the motherfucker, ready for a pipe. No care for others, just number one in this twisted game. I'm having fun. I'll steal, I'll drink, I'll take the drugs. Living like a king, no need for hugs. Wrecking lives, causing pain, it's all the same. In the game of life, I play without shame. Cashing in on trust, breaking every bond. While the world drowns, I smile and respond. I'm the motherfucker, king of the scene. Living life dirty, living life mean. Stealing, cheating, drinking all night. I am the motherfucker, ready for a fight. Cheating on my taxes, lying to my boss. Every step I take, I'm counting no loss. In the shadows I lurk, in the dark I thrive. In a sea of filth, I feel alive. I am the motherfucker, king of the scene. Living life dirty, living life mean. Stealing, cheating, drinking all night. I am the motherfucker, ready for a fight. I'll seduce your sister, betray your bro. When it comes to sins, I put on a show. No remorse, no regrets, no looking back. In this race of life, I run on a separate track. I'm the venom in the cup, the snake in the grass. When you least expect, I'll make my pass. No rules, no boundaries, just my way. In the game of destruction, I always play. I am the motherfucker, king of the scene. Living life dirty, living life mean. Stealing, cheating, drinking all night. I am the motherfucker, ready for a fight. So raise a glass to the scum of the earth. For in this dark world I found my worth. I am the motherfucker and I reign supreme. In this nightmare I'm living the dream. Oh, and I just fucked your mother.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Oh, En dan is de tijd rijp voor glorie der mensheid. Van grootheid, roem en kracht. Van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Ja. Hoi. Bonjour. Hallo. Wees. Allô, allô, Radio Taranga, ici, c'est la dédication à l'amour et la convivialité, partout et toujours, on attend les mamans d'aujourd'hui, Ingeborg et Bartel, parce qu'il faut savoir qu'est-ce que ça veut dire être maman. Oftewel, het thema van de week is mama. Dat je dat even weet. Even kijken.
Ja, breed en wijd.
Nou, dat is betrekkelijk. En tijdelijk. Ik denk dat de man eerder overbodig wordt dan de vrouw bij de voortplanting. Ja, celdeling of zo, weet je wel.
Okay. Ik hoor nu dat ik niet te horen was bij mijn intro, dus dat schiet niet lekker op. Maar het is dus woensdag, het is 3 uur geweest, Taranga, Radio Taranga. Oui.
Ja, u is hier, Radio Taranga, bonjour.
Oui.
Was ik wel te horen dan?
Ja, jij wel.
Oh, grappig.
Ja.
Dus ik praatte tegen een doof of een stomme.
Nou, wie weet lekte ergens toch nog wat geluid van mij door, maar het zal heel weinig zijn geweest.
Ah, ja. En hoe hoorde je dat dan? Dat je niet te horen was?
Het klonk gek. En toen keek ik en zag ik het schuifje dichtstaan. Ja, dat geeft dan de doorslag. Denk je, is een dichte schuif? Nee, dan kunnen de mensen het niet hebben gehoord.
Nee, ik schrok al. Ik dacht, straks heeft hij een koptelefoon op. Maar dat kan niet.
Dat heb ik inderdaad op. Wel op. En toch hoorde ik, dat vond ik ook al gek klinken, maar niet gek genoeg. Dat ik dacht, hé, mijn microfoon staat niet open.
Keetje mina.
Ja, ik zat meer te denken, hé, wat is die muziek hard en is Jo zacht? Dus ik was daar meer mee bezig, terwijl ik aan de lessen was.
Ja, dat jij is dacht, ik mooi. Ben zacht, maar ik was zacht. Jij was zelf zacht.
Ik was nog zachter. Ik was nog het zachtst.
Ja, je dus, zacht zelf.
Ik vind het mooi. Dit is echt een heel mooi herbeleven dat we gewoon binnen, zeg maar, 4 minuten alweer in de herbeleving zitten.
Ja, ja. Best diep.
Ik zie eigenlijk een grote toekomst in het herbeleven.
Ja. Het is,
En nu in het Frans.
Oh ja. En, het is ook alweer een herbeleving in het Frans.
Ja, jij kan Frans.
Een revivement.
Wat?
Revitalisation, non.
Revive.
Goeie vraag, hé.
Ja, dat vind ik. Ja, oké. Revivre. Herleven? Ja. Nee.
En we kunnen het aan Mustafa vragen, want ja, die is ook in de uitzending. Ja. Mustafa, hallo.
Hello, bonjour, bonjour, Mustafa.
Hallo, hallo. Mustafa, open your mic. Oh.
Okay. Hallo, bonjour Radio Teranga, bonjour Amsterdam.
Hallo, 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 bonjour, bonjour.
Hello. Bonjour, okay, everyone.
Dans la nature.
Dans la nature, je suis là, à la maison.
Aha, avec tout.
Avec les femmes.
Avec les mamans.
Avec les mamans, oui.
Oui, c'est jour de femme.
Yeah, aujourd'hui, c'est la journée mondiale de la femme.
Bonjour, madame. Do you speak English?
Yes.
Yes.
It's better than French?
We're gonna speak French.
You don't speak French, okay. Then I don't speak English.
So what are you speaking this?
We can talk English, it's no problem.
Okay.
I say welcome to the show of Radio Teranga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Radio Teranga is already for 1 year on the air, in the internet air.
Mm-hmm.
And every week we talk from our hearts to people like you, brothers and sisters in Africa, in Senegambia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, Senegal is there, but Senegal is also here.
We know.
That's because of migration. And sometimes I am here in Amsterdam, and sometimes I am there in Senegal. That's also migration.
That's true. Yeah. Okay. I hear you. They hear you. But they are workers. They work in the medical hospital.
Okay.
They are here to sensibilize me about their medicine. That's why we are here, and I want to introduce them to the crew, Radio Teranga.
Okay.
Welcome, ladies.
Yes, you are welcome, sister. What's your name?
Fatima.
Fatima. Today we are talking about mom. Yes. Yeah, and you are mom. I hope you want to be a mom one day. Yeah. Okay, today we're talking about mom. Yeah, I want you to, you know, bring your contribution about mom. Oh, what do you say, yo?
Yeah, I want to be sensibilized about what it is to be mother, about motherhood, about you know, about giving birth, and
mother,
about being, yeah.
I'm a little bit busy.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about
that? About giving life. Yeah, because the woman give life.
Yeah. I appreciate.
What do you think about that?
Yes.
You're supposed to be a mom one day. Yeah, this is the emission Radio Teranga.
You want more so? So, what day you see what's happening? What day you do that? Be Monica better.
They don't want to participate in my program. I know that, but they want to sell me them stuff. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They want to tell me them medical, but they don't want to participate in my emission. But it's a great emission, like Mama Day. Yeah.
Maybe it's too private. Maybe it's too private. Yeah. But if they cannot participate, I cannot buy their medicine.
But tell me about the medicine. What kind of medicine you have? You are.
We have medical medicine.
I don't hear you. Yeah, explain.
We work as a magnetic therapist. Magnetic therapy.
Magnetic therapy.
Mm-hmm. Magnetic. Wow.
You know about that? Know about that, yo?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Me, I don't know about magnetic therapy. They try to explain me, but I don't know.
Yeah, tell the man what it is, magnetic therapy.
Explain.
It's a way of curing people without the use of injection, operation, or scanning.
But with magnets.
But through our natural devices and organic products, we cure people.
Right. But yeah. do you use a big magnet?
I just have one more small. I've been saving a day, so that. What? Okay, do not take for that.
Do you use the big magnet?
We use magnet. Hmm? Let me show you our machine.
Yeah, show me.
Yeah. Yeah, at the Raja Peranga, free up. Don't worry. Like swim in the sea.
Buy our
medication. Yeah, we can buy it. We can buy it. That is.
This is our machine.
Okay, you can see that.
Okay, it's a picture.
Yeah, it's a picture. That is, it's a picture, but
I see feet.
Behind is like the.
Yeah, it's the medication.
The medication is behind, you know?
Ah,
you
see secret. That? Yeah, I can't see. That's secret, I know.
Yeah.
It's plastic.
It's plastic, yeah.
It's not plastic, no. This is a medicated.
Total, yeah. Is it good for the foot?
Yes.
And human system.
And human system?
Wow. Still. Reflexology. Okay, they touch your feet. Yeah. Did you show them your foot, Mustafa?
Yeah. My foot, I don't show them my foot. I used to do operation, you see that? Even you want to buy me the tea for the food, me I don't can't understand.
You should buy the tea for your food.
Yeah, the tea is good for my food. Okay. I never see this kind of medicine. All right. On va retourner sur Radio Teranga, Dakar, Amsterdam, pour parler sur maman.
Yeah.
Je vais retourner le micro à Yo.
Ok, merci. Yeah. You know, we are waiting for the mothers, and while we are waiting, we can maybe play something from Christmas songs, you know?
Yeah, it's because almost Christmas.
I had my first Christmas meal already, yeah. You know, in the World House, in the house for the sans-papiers.
Okay.
And we had a nice speech. Speech was done by Yusuf. Yusuf is an old man. He was one of the founders of We Are Here, just like Dr. Ko and Pablo and myself, and we were singing together. You can listen to it right now. If Bert can do that. I will find it.
Yeah, talk a bit, because I put it somewhere. I have to look it up. One moment.
Yeah, that's okay. No worry. Yeah, for privacy, it's good to close the camera, Mustafa, because I think the ladies are not so happy to be in the program.
No, they think it's the video. Maybe that's why.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, we have to pray for the cat of Michel, because the cat of Michel has a broken leg. That's why we don't have Michel.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
Ben ik klaar voor? Ik heb het gevonden. I found it. I can start the recording. Yeah?
Christmas in the World House. Let's go. Yusuf.
Mr. Yusuf. Every time when there is a difficult way, there is an easy way. The good example which we have it, the year was beginning and now the year is finished. And I believe if you have any problem, or you face a lot of challenge or any kind of a challenge, one day will be ending and will be story. In the Mayusri Yusra, everybody, if you will look, the rich people, everybody have his own story, what he's going through. But the message today, we have to keep strong, and I love all of you. And we have some candle, by the way.
We truly love you.
I love you too. the reason why we put the candle on, maybe it's some things you know or some things new. In the back days in Africa, when there is a party or there is anything such commit bringing people together, we always people put it fire. But because we're living in the Western world, we know how we cannot make fire. So today we put it candle. We put it candle. This is the symbol of love. I believe if you're in a romantic way, when somebody put the candle on, he says romantic. So today this is the symbol of love. And I wish you very lovely. And yeah, you never know. Anything can happen in the future.
It's not a candle, it's a fire.
Fire!
Bringing people together.
Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you very much. We have now dinner, and then we have some music, and we have also some DJs. And please, have fun, and be together, share together. We are here tonight for the World House, but we are here tonight to support all the undocumented people in Amsterdam. Please, have a good time tonight, be together, talk with each other, and we will be with a fantastic night. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We are here, and we live life of freedom, of women, in everybody's life. We are here, and we will fight for freedom of movement in everybody's right. We are here, and we will fight for freedom of movement in everybody's right. Oh la la, oh le le, solidarité avec les sans-papiers. Oh la la, oh le le, solidarité avec les sans-papiers. Hey man, hey frau, hey mec, hey Sénégal, hey man. Hey Frau, hey Mensch aus Senegal, hey Mann, hey Frau, hey Mensch aus Senegal, thank you!
Zo, ja, dat was het.
Ja, mooi hè?
Ja, prachtig.
You like the slogan, Mustafa?
Ja, yeah, on a célébré, oui. Oui, on a célébré. Vraiment, je love... I love the slogan. You know?
We are here. And we will fight for freedom of movement. It's everybody's right.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, I love it. I love it. And the condol too, the condol too. Yeah, the condol is a love.
Candle, yeah. Love. No, yeah, no fire, candle, but candle. Love.
Yeah.
How many candles?
Yeah. Is was the manifestation or what?
The Christmas meeting.
The Christmas.
Yeah, last Sunday, Friday.
Okay. Yeah, it's a nice program. It's a nice program. Yeah. And I hope that they enjoy it. Yeah. Look like manifestation, like, you know, celebration, party.
Look what I have. I have a bone. I have a bone from the sheep. Lulu, I will give it to Lulu now. Watch this. Kijk eens, Lulu. Kijk eens, 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 kijk eens.
Ja.
No, she's not hungry.
Oké, okay, dan not. Graag of niet. Ja. Nee, dat gaat wel goed. Dan is ze rustig. I keep her quiet with a nice keep tone.
Now, the sheep are very important, especially in Radio Taranga. We always have sheep.
Only sometimes.
Can you see, can you find one sheep around you, Mustafa? Oh, Mustafa is gone. Hey. Hey. Oké, okay, dan niet. Zeg maar, Ingeborg zou komen. Waar is ze nou?
Ja, ik heb haar nog weer gezegd, kom je. Want het was veel tijd. Nou.
Ah.
Ja, dan weet ik het eigenlijk niet. Dan moet zij moet nu zeggen van, hé, ik kom er niet in. Maar er, ik, niks. Dus ik weet het niet. Ik zie wel dat Mustafa terug is. You're back. Okay.
And Mustafa, maybe you can find the sheep around you. Because I like the sound of the sheep. Well, anyway. Now, I wanted to talk with Ingeborg and Mustafa about also the political situation in the Netherlands, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's news about the migration politics.
Ik ga Ingeborg wel een beetje opjagen dan.
We can talk about it, but I will introduce it first to Mustafa. Yeah. Mustafa, you know, in Holland is a sovereign state and they make laws in parliament. And last Monday they talked about a law against the sans-papier. In this law they say that if you are without papers, you are criminal. They can put you in prison. And then actually if you help somebody without papers, you are also criminal, you know? And for some people this was a little bit too much. So now they changed the law a little bit. And now the minister says that he will only put people in prison who have no papers and who refuse to leave. So there are also people who refuse to leave who do have papers, but that's not a story. That's about tourism. And then in the parliament last Monday, they make a discussion, and then they say, yeah, it's okay. We make a law to criminalize all the people without papers, but we will only catch the people who refuse to leave. So in practice, that means that every time they catch you, you can say, yeah, I was just about to leave, you know? And then they have to let you go, because you don't refuse to leave.
Yeah.
But if they put you in prison, you cannot leave, you know, because you are in prison and you cannot just walk out of the prison. Yeah. So they make it impossible for you to leave. That's a kind of paradox. You understand? Yeah, it's crazy, no? Anyway, the point is, it's already now that if you refuse to leave and you have no papers, they already put you in prison. Only they don't call it prison;
detention.
They call it detention. Yeah, they call it administrative detention because you don't commit any crime; you're just in prison. For no reason, and that's why they cannot call it prison. They call it detention of strangers.
Yeah.
Well, this law is quite. If the minister is true, that they only catch people who refuse to leave, and not all the people without papers, then it's not much of a change because it's already now happening that people put in prison, because it is a prison because you cannot leave. You know. So, but then somebody said, yeah, but if they put you, if they make it criminal, then they can put you in a normal prison and you will be together with criminals.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody knows that if you put people in prison with criminals, they become criminals themselves.
Yeah.
So this is how they criminalize people who are not criminals, but are illegal or illegalized, as I say.
Yeah.
So it's another paradox, you know. First you tell them to leave, and if you don't leave, they put you in prison, so you cannot leave. And then they call you criminals, because you're not criminal, but they have to call you criminal. And then they put you in a criminal prison, then you become a prisoner, a criminal. So they produce their own bullshit all the time.
Yeah.
This is politics and democracy in Holland. Do you understand?
No, but I know.
This is happening. Yeah, I was trying to explain to Mustafa, but he is not reflecting anymore. Maybe he's after the sheep.
Yeah.
Or maybe he lost the connection. I still see him without microphone.
Yeah. He's listening.
Maybe he's looking for his headset. I don't know. Anyway, it would be interesting to compare this with the machinery of the political situation in Greece,
for instance. Yeah, of course.
Or in Gambia, you know.
I hope she's coming. There is something with time. More time difference with Greece than I thought.
And I think Ingeborg has a dog problem. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm here.
All right. Did you hear my explanation?
Yeah, I hear you, yeah.
Okay. Can you follow it, or is it too complicated?
Yeah, it's too complicated, but when they put you in the detention, after the detention, what's happened? They deport you, or I don't know.
Yeah, they put you in detention, so they can easily deport you. But very often they cannot deport because the people in your country don't accept you, and then they have to let you go again, and then you're on the street again.
When they catch you again, they put you again in the detention.
And they put you again in detention because, you know, it's that's happening already, you know. So I don't really understand why they make this new law. It's highly symbolic, and it's counterproductive, and it's completely crazy and paradoxical. And I mean, I don't understand myself. I only try to explain for you so that you can understand a little bit about how crazy it is. But I cannot explain. Because I'm not a psychiatrist.
Okay, but me, in my position, because I'm a migrant, I'm from Senegal to Gambia. I'm here, but they don't treat me like that. You know, I'm here. I don't have all my document, but you know, I can leave. You know, easily. You know, without no problem. But the concept is not the same because Europe and Africa, yeah, is not the same concept. But today I'm here with my brother, to Lamin Sanyang is my brother, you know, from another mother since a long time, you know.
All right.
He's a Gambian, you know, and you know, I want you to know him because he's a good man for me. Lamin can explain too about Gambia, about, you know, life, about the migrants. Lamin, this man is Yo. Yo is one of my dad in Europe. Yo.
Hello.
Hey, Lamin, how are you?
Yeah. Oh, fine. How are you?
Yeah. Is this your first time or did we meet before?
Yeah, this is my first time.
Okay, welcome.
So, hope you are enjoying.
Yeah. That's fine. We're talking. Actually, we are waiting for the mothers, but they're not coming yet.
Yeah, okay.
But then, tell me, do you have... Mustafa says you're brothers, yeah?
Yeah, you are brother from the same, different from mother.
Okay, different mother, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
But same father.
Yeah, you are okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
That's good.
Nice. Okay, nice to meet you. And you live in Gambia too?
Yeah, I'm living in Gambia.
All right.
Yeah.
And how's your mother?
Well, she's fine.
All right. Nice to hear that.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah. So, yeah. What are you up to?
For me, I'm just managing. I'm not just managing.
Okay.
Yeah.
We get around.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Managing.
So how is Holland?
Well, like you know, it's cold.
It's cold, yeah, it's cold. The atmosphere is changed.
And it's cloudy. It's not much sunshine today.
Yeah.
Very little.
Okay.
And, the trees, all the leaves have fallen from the trees. Almost all the leaves have fallen.
Yeah.
Well, not all. I in my garden, I have several plants who keep their leaves. That's nice, you know.
Yeah. That's nice.
But for you me, know...
I do gardening, huh?
Yeah,
I'm a farmer. I'm a farmer.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice, very nice, yeah.
I have my own little garden, but I cannot say I'm a farmer, but I like to grow things and make things nice, you know?
Yeah, in our slogan, he said, you know, grow what you eat, eat what you grow. Yeah, it's our slogan. It's our slogan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that slogan of your family or of the Gambia or of the farmers or what?
Of the farmers of the Gambia.
All right. Eat what you grow and grow what you eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a local production. Yeah, nice.
Yeah. I wish to see you in the Gambia, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the smiling coast.
Just wait. I'm coming.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think... I don't know how, but I'm coming. Maybe by boat.
Yeah, we are expecting you, okay?
Nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, as a farmer, what you say is true. You know, if you ask me about Holland, the biggest difference between Holland and Gambia is the climate, you know?
Yeah, the climate, yeah.
And also the nature that is produced by the climate, in a way.
Yeah.
And then, it's a hell of a difference.
Yeah.
Actually.
A bit different.
But at the same time, it doesn't stop me from coming to you, and it doesn't stop you from coming to me.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. The atmosphere is nice. You are not far from the ozone.
Yeah, I'm a hole in the ozone, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, but Lamin, tell me, what do you grow?
For me, I grow cassava, groundnut, maize, different.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And no animals.
Animals, and there's no space for me here, but I know I like to animal husbandry. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's no space with me here.
And if you make a meal with cassava and groundnuts, how do you prepare it?
Someone borrowed me a farm. I planted there. So okay. I harvested.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it far away?
In these days, I do cook it.
You don't?
It's not far from me.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Did you show it already to Mustafa?
Yeah, I showed it to Mustafa, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good worker. He can help.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Mustafa, did you see his estate?
Yeah.
Okay. What does it look like?
Nice. It's nice. It looks like a big farmer. Big, it's nice that the cassava is nice, you know. Everything is growing nice. Maybe next year the cassava will be paid.
Nice. Maybe hey, Lamin, can you send me a picture of your cassava? And we put it on the website for the program.
Yeah.
Yeah, send me a nice picture of the plants. That will be nice.
Yeah. Okay, after I will do that after.
Okay. Yeah. Hello, Gambia. We move to Greece right now because we have a mother. Yeah. We have a mother of invention. We have a mother of intervention. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Ingeborg.
Team of today.
Okay, hi guys.
Hello guys, how are you?
Well, I'm a bit depressed because I got very, very bad news for all the refugees coming from Africa towards Europe.
Yeah,
because, you know, there's this one-man NGO called Aegean Boat Report.
Yeah.
And a Norwegian, for me, hero, he's called Tommy Olsen. Yeah, he has also been indicted by Mitsotakis, the Greek prime minister, of human trafficking, espionage, membership of a criminal organization, whitewashing of money. You know, like me and like the 24 aid workers, volunteer sea rescuers on Lesbos. And I cannot say more right now, it's under embargo, but if I say it's depressing news, you can believe me.
Yeah.
So I'm really very worried. And we have to take action together with Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, all the powerful human rights agencies in the whole world.
Yeah.
So this is 5 minutes fresh.
Okay.
So I'm walking around in my apartment and screaming because the whole situation is just getting worse and they don't learn because all the court cases with fictional accusations of humanitarians who save refugees' lives and who help refugees end up with acquittal. They all go free in the end. But court cases like that can go on for 7 years, four years. They can even arrest you. That is even more traumatic. It's shit.
You said, man. What is the news?
I cannot say
about the refugee. About the refugee.
He is not a refugee. He is an NGO that collects the data of all the refugees that take boats from Turkey to come to Greece, and then are pushbacked by the Greek Coast Guard, and sometimes they drown, so then the Greek Coast Guard committed mass murder, you know?
Obviously, they can cause mass murder.
Yeah, and this guy, because he's doing this great job, he has an alarm line, so when you are in a boat crossing from Turkey to Greece, you call this guy in Norway, and he knows exactly where the boat is and then tells it to Frontex and also to the Coast Guard so the refugees can be saved. But because he does this, he is accused of human fucking traveling. Excuse my French.
No. That's not part of that. It's just part of help.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm devastated, and right now I am packing my bags, and I go to Crete.